This is Scott Becker, and I'm thrilled today to be joined by Emily Mishler. Emily is the brilliant founder of the Cultivated Group. She's going to talk to us today about a couple different issues. I'm going to ask her a political question. She has a choice to dodge if she'd like to. And then I'm going to ask her about 3 to 4 business leaders that she admires. Emily, let me ask you to first introduce yourself, then I'll tee up on the political question, and then we'll talk about 3 to 4 business leaders you admire.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me today, Scott. It's truly a pleasure to be here. So my name is Emily Mishler. I am the creative and managing director of a group of companies called the Cultivated Group. So what we do is a lot of business consulting that's behind the scenes, but everything that we do is impact-based and driven by that triple bottom line. So we really look to activate, empower, and inspire others to be the change they wish to see in the world through the business and day-to-day actions that they have, really connecting the business brain to the servant's heart.
Well, fantastic. And Emily, let me ask you the hard question of the day. Censorship. There's this fascinating situation where many people feel like that President Trump is using Twitter and other social media to incite riots and violence. Others think that he's being unfairly censored by the technology giants. Any thoughts on this or any way that you'd like to attack this question? Or would you prefer to dodge this question, which is absolutely fine by me too?
You know, I think there are a ton of brilliant minds in the world. And if there were a simple solution to this, one of them would have found something already. You know, I think it's a really important conversation to explore and have. I don't know if I'm the most qualified one to do that. So in my inherent answer, I'm going to both dodge and answer, because I do think it's important for us to be able to civilly discuss and explore what possible solutions could be. Like, do we think it's really appropriate for tech giants to be laying down the law? I don't know. Do we think it's important for our president to be responsible in the way that he's using his power, social influence, and social media? I don't know. I mean, I think it's a really important discussion to have, and I'd be happy to explore that further with you. But I don't know that I have a straight answer, because I don't know that this, to me, is as black and white as we'd like it to be in some ways.
No, I think that's a great answer, and it doesn't seem to be as clear, and it just is, oh, what a mess, though. Let me ask you a different question, a lighter question. 3 to 4 business leaders that you admire and why or who, and they could be people you work with, they could be people in the public eye, 3 to 4 business leaders that you admire that resonate with you.
Sure. So one of the first who came to mind when you asked the question was Richard Branson. I mean, started from just has this creative force that really seems to drive, and also this playful nature that I think a lot of us could really use, especially in years like 2020 and what it seems like 2021 is unfolding as. I think adding humor, playfulness, and really tactical, creative business solutions to a business environment that doesn't necessarily feel like that and a world that doesn't necessarily feel like that all the time is a huge value add. Kind of along the same note as Sarah Blakely. I mean, she at one point considered being, and she is the founder of Spanx. Richard Branson is the founder of the Virgin Groups, which is Virgin Mobile, Virgin Galactic. They're all over the shop, very similarly, actually, to what we're building over the Cultivated Group. But Sarah was actually considering being at one point, I've read a few different times, a stand-up comedian. So again, employing humor, employing levity, employing the things that make us human to the world of business has proven to a few different folks to really pay off over the long term and really create, leave a lot of room for creativity, which we also believe is really, really important.
Thank you. So Sarah Blakely of Spanx, who's gotten a lot of press in the last year or so, Richard Branson, the founder of the Virgin Atlantic and Virgin Mobile, and previously back in the day, the Virgin Record Stores, the Virgin Label, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And where do you come out and sort of give you a couple more people? Elon Musk versus Jeff Bezos.
You know, it's tough because they're so similar but different. You know? I think rather than getting really specific about billionaires who have already done well, what I've really been inspired by recently is people who are my peers. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are the exact same age or look the exact same or come from the same background, but this really inherent pursuit of the quote-unquote American dream in whatever form or whatever country we're in, really looking to activate and make our communities better while also creating the lives and legacies that we hope to through the own opportunities that are our lives. I've been continuously inspired. It's people like you It's people like a Justin Breen. You know, it's people like the folks who have connected us who are among a similar ideation of being able to, kind of like we do at the Cultivated Group, be the change we wish to see in the world. I'm truly inspired by the drive and also the multidimensional approach that so many folks in our world are having to making the world a better place. So rather than getting too specific and really focusing on the high-level people that we don't always feel like we have access to who have already done well and are the untouchables, I think it's really important too to look around us and see what inspiration we can find.
Thank you, Emily. Take a moment and tell people where they find the Cultivated Group, where they find Emily Mishler.
Absolutely. If you'd like to find us on the web, it's probably the easiest way given the circumstances. Jump on our website. It is at thecultivatedgroup.co. If you'd like to check out what we're doing in the world with children and planting seeds for the future we wish to see, jump on esmethecuriouscat.com. We're also available on social at thecultivatedgroup and at esmethecuriouscat.
Fantastic. Emily, thank you as always for joining us. I love your thoughts on the leaders you talked about. I love your thoughts on dodging but answering the media question about censorship of President Trump and so forth. And appreciate, of course, a shout out to Justin Breen and myself. Unneeded, but we appreciate it very much. Thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thanks so much, everyone.